the best music ever made.
Along with useful advice from industry experts.
Hi, I'm Tony Raimondo from TRCVoiceovers.com. In this VO Technology and Gadgets segment, I'd like to talk to you about a small table microphone that I just purchased a few weeks back to help me record voiceover auditions when I'm away from the studio.
This is Rebecca Haw of LoveThatRebecca.com and VOImprov.com, bringing you insights and lessons learned. So what happened last week? Well, I got a wonderful opportunity from a repeat client, and then I looked at the rate that they were offering, and I compared that to what I've done in the past and what it seemed appropriate for in this circumstance. Then I had a funny feeling in my stomach, and I thought, wow, is this me doing you're not worth it?
Hey, I'm Anthony Reese with this week's Power Question. This one comes from Jacob. Jacob's in North Carolina. Jacob asked me, is it really that important for my audition to be professional quality? Are you kidding? That is the most important thing you'll ever do.
Hey there. Welcome to Up and Adam with Jesse Adam. Today we're going to hit on the three cues of voiceover. These are three very important things you have to have if you want to get any traction and find success in the voiceover world.
This is VO Radio.